I just broke up with my girlfriend recently, and thank you, lady and dude. So we've been going out for 2 years, and when you've been going out for that long, the breakup is complicated. You can't do it, first of all, the day you decide to do it. Nobody is that mentally awesome that they can pull that off. It takes days, sometimes weeks, of mental preparation to break up with somebody. Have you ever completely broken up with somebody in your own head and you kind of forget to tell them for a few days because it feels fantastic and you don't want to ruin it? And, they always figure it out. They're like, what's going on? You're like, you're still here. So I said that the other night. And this couple in the front row, the girl cracked up like it was the funniest thing she ever heard. Her boyfriend was like, what? I don't get it. What's going on? Why is that so funny? I was like, dude, you got 2 days. You might want to grab your CDs.
WRGN Radio with Billy Joel, and So It Goes. And Billy Joel in the news. Last night, CBS, their long-promoted 100th Billy Joel concert from Madison Square Garden. I can't tell you how long this thing's been promoted for on CBS. They've been really pushing it hard. So last night was the 100th concert live from Madison Square Garden. Now, it started off late because the Masters Golf Tournament was running late. That happens with CBS on Sunday nights. And then, right in the middle of his biggest song ever.
And the piano sounds like a carnival. And the microphone smells like a beer. And they sing it
Live from CBS 4, this is your news now.
They cut off the concert in the middle of Piano Man and went to local news all across the country. So, enraged Billy Joel fans put in network big shots. They put them on blast Sunday night after that televised concert was cut off in the middle of his best-known song. Viewers who have been waiting for the longest time, no pun intended, for the CBS broadcast of the 100th concert of his residency at the New York Madison Square Garden had to wait a little bit longer when it was delayed by the network's extended golf coverage of the Masters Tournament. Then toward the end of the show, as Billy Joel performed a rousing version of Piano Man with the Madison Square Garden audience and fans singing along, viewers in many cities saw their screens go black, followed by local news. Well, you know what? That's reminiscent of the Heidi Bowl. Now, if you're too young to remember the Heidi Bowl, NBC had this made-for-TV movie called Heidi. And the New York Jets were playing for, I should really look this up. The Jets were playing for their division championship, something like that, and they were losing. And they just cut the game off at 7 o'clock Eastern and went to Heidi on NBC. Now, what you didn't see at home was the comeback. I got to look that up just to make sure I got the fact right. But the comeback, the Jets changed the score and won. Let me just check up the Heidi Bowl. I remember when I was a kid watching that. All right, here's exactly what happened that day. It was in 1968, American Football League game between the Oakland Raiders and the New York Jets. The contest was held November 17, 1968. It was notable for its exciting finish in which Oakland scored two touchdowns in the final minute to win the game 43-32. However, NBC, the game's broadcaster, decided to break away from coverage on the East Coast to broadcast the TV film Heidi, which caused viewers to miss the Raiders' comeback. So the people on the East Coast in New York thought the Jets won the game, but it turns out they didn't because they cut away and watched Heidi. It happens, you know. But last night, Billy Joel fans are not letting this go. They are just a barrage of mail to CBS this morning on that decision. I am sure it was a computer thing that did it. But, you know, this is what happens on Sundays. Everything on CBS gets screwed up because their sports always runs over. They can never time it out. And live sporting events, you can't time out. So what happened was the Masters ran over and all the other shows ran over as well. And that happened to the Billy Joel concert. And so they had it timed out, but unfortunately they didn't change the end computer program, which keeps it running past 11 o'clock New York time. And so it goes. Billy Joel got cut off right in the middle of Piano Man. And I can't tell you how long they've been promoting this event. I mean, I watch Survivor and Amazing Race on CBS. And they have been promoting this during those shows over and over, nonstop. And then they cut it off. Well, let's see what CBS says later today. I'm sure there'll be a rebuttal on all this. Hey, I did see Stargirl at the Racine Theater Guild this weekend. What a show. Young performers doing an amazing job in Stargirl. Now, I had no idea what it was really about. And I'm glad I didn't know because it surprised me. These kids are high school kids who performed in this show. You would never know it. You'd think they were, you know, veterans of the theater. And some of them had performed, you know, other shows at their high schools before. But this was an amazing job. And Nathan Stamper, the director, kudos to him for working with these kids and getting these performances down. And there was one adult in the show. And he's been in many shows here before. He's a very good actor. I don't have his name in my hand. I forgot to bring the playbill with me to work today. So it was a good show. So my point about this whole is, I thought it was so good, we're giving away tickets to Stargirl tomorrow. Yeah, we're giving away a couple of pair of tickets to go see Stargirl on the 20th at the Racine Theater Guild. I love the show. I thought it was great. And I suggest if you don't win the tickets, buy the tickets to Stargirl. It's really good. And I don't know where they find these shows at the Racine Theater Guild. Yeah, I understand where they find Cabaret and Mamma Mia. And I understand where they get the big name shows. That's obvious. But when they find these nuggets, they had one called Now and Then, was their last show at the Racine Theater Guild. Where did they find that show? It was magnificent. I loved it. One of my favorites. So kudos to the Racine Theater Guild for finding these shows. Kudos to those actors and the director who pulled it off, Stargirl at the Racine Theater Guild. Tomorrow morning, you can win tickets, excuse me, right here at WRJM. This morning, you can win tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair. Funny man, Charlie Behrens is going to be there. He's coming to the State Fair on Thursday, August 8th. We'll have tickets to give away shortly right here at WRJN. Today is April 15th. Does that date ring a bell? Does it, you know, mean anything to you? No. Well, it should. Today's tax day. You got to have your taxes in today. No ifs, ands, or buts. I guess you can file an extension, but you have to file it. You can't ignore it and say, well, I need more time. Doesn't work like that. Have to file it. All right, let's see what else they got here for you. Research shows that grocery shopping on an empty stomach costs you an extra $26 per trip on average. And on top of that, you're more likely to buy unhealthy foods. That is so true. Yeah, I can't feel. I got something stuck here on me. I'll fix that in a minute. Yeah, whenever I go shopping hungry, I get home and I say, well, what did I buy this stuff for? Look at this stuff. Ooh, I bought this? Anyway, don't go hungry. All right, you know, we talked about O.J. Simpson since he passed away the other day. And it's been 30 years since O.J. Simpson's notorious Bronco chase. They've been showing that as part of, you know, O.J. passing away. Here's some other things from the spring of 1994, which demonstrate really how long ago it was. On April 5th, 1994, 30 years ago, Kurt Cobain of Nirvana took his own life. On May 26th, 30 years ago, Michael Jackson married Lisa Marie Presley. They're both gone now. On June 15th, The Lion King hit theaters. The number one songs 30 years ago in 1994 were The Sign by Ace of Base and I Swear by All for One. The top scripted TV show in the spring was Home Improvement, followed by Seinfeld, Roseanne, Grace Under Fire, and Coach. What about Friends? Well, Friends never hit the airwaves until a few months after the O.J. Simpson Bronco chase. The internet got real in 1994 with the founding of both Yahoo and Amazon.com. And a young entrepreneur named Gary Kramen founded Match.com. Major League Baseball headed toward a player's strike. It would cancel the World Series that year. And the biggest sensation for kids was Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Yeah, that was 30 years ago when the O.J. Simpson Bronco chase took effect. Now it seems like a long time when you think about those things, huh? Here's a fun fact for you this morning. The reason there are top 40 songs, or the reason they are top 40, the top 40 song format is because jukebox in the 1950s used to hold exactly 40 songs. And it became the top 40. Here's a weird but true fact. Weird. In the original version of Snow White, the story ends with the evil queen being forced to put on burning hot iron shoes and dancing with them until she died. I don't remember seeing that in the Disney version. I don't remember seeing that in any version of Snow White. Wow. That's something. That's what nightmares are made out of. A library in New Jersey made a goof. The day of the eclipse, they gave out counterfeit glasses. Now, they didn't mean to do it. It just, the ones they purchased were counterfeit. They caught the error a couple of hours before the eclipse and warned people not to use them since they couldn't vouch for them, and you can burn your eyes out. So hope nobody got hurt in that fiasco. Hey, coming up this morning, Josh Sopchak is going to be here. He's the president of Salmon Unlimited, which runs Salmonorama, and the festival's coming back this year. So Josh will be in to talk about Salmonorama shortly here at WRJN Radio. It's 6:18. Good morning on your Monday, April 15th, Tax Day.
Show me what that loaded gun is for you.
winner, Grammy Award winner. And she's got a great, I don't know if it's still on the Cher show, but a big hit on Broadway. She's a triple threat. Now, she wasn't in the show on Broadway. It was about her, though. Cher, just like Jesse James. I have a movie she made with, I think it was directed by Sonny. I don't think he was in it. It was called Chastity. And it was made in the 60s. I think 1969 they made the film. Before they, you know, before she was making movies like Mask and what was that big movie she made with Nicolas Cage? Not Moonlighting. What was it? It was something like that. And what a talent, Cher. Oh. And she was just performing last Christmas on NBC. She still got it, too. The voice is still there. Good for Cher. Coming up this morning, as I mentioned, John Sopchuk's going to be here, president of Salmon Unlimited. We're going to talk about the new Salmonorama Festival coming around. That should be good. All right, that's coming up at 7:06 this morning at around there. 7:06 this morning at WRJN. All right, today is tax day. Have fun. Tax day is today, so get those returns in. A study found the average American will pay just under $525,000 in taxes. Not today. I mean, during your entire lifetime. That includes things like sales tax and property tax. I remember the first time my dad had to pay $80,000 in taxes. He was bragging about it. And the reason he was, because growing up in the Coney Island section of Brooklyn that he was poor during the Depression, I mean, they didn't have, his family didn't have two nickels to rub together. And then he spent 4 years, you know, in World War II. And when he got out, he had to learn a trade. He had to learn something to survive. And he wound up making so much money in the pump repair business that he became a millionaire. He was a millionaire when he retired. And he had to pay $80,000 in taxes that year. And he was so proud of himself that he made so much money that he paid $80,000 in taxes. He was, you know what I paid in taxes? He loved it. Yeah, well, good for my dad. I mean, that's really something. Hey, the times, they are changing. A new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie is coming out called The Last Ronin. It's rated R. It's a bloody revenge flick with the last surviving turtle seeking revenge after the others are killed. Whoa. An R-rated Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie. Isn't that like a kid's thing? And it's rated R. A woman left over $1,000 in tips at a taco restaurant in Florida because she thought she was going to be swept away in the biblical rapture on the day of the eclipse. She wasn't. Now she wants a refund. I don't think they're going to be that happy trying to give the money back to her. Once you give a tip, it's generally somebody's tip. The owner of a bakery in Kansas asking customers to eat their cookies very carefully. Apparently, the baker, the woman who owns the bakery, lost $4,000 in a diamond. That's a diamond worth $4,000 from a ring in the dough. Now, it was in the dough that was made last Friday, and it still hasn't been found yet. Now, is this one of those finders, keepers, losers, weepers type things? You find the $4,000 diamond, it's yours. Or you can eat it and then come out at a later date, and you might not know about it. That's weird. It almost sounds like a scam. Buy our donuts to find the diamond, but it's not a scam. She really did drop the diamond in the dough. Speaking about scams, this one's making the rounds again. If you pick up the phone and someone is asking you like a yes or no question, can you hear me? Hang up, because they want to get you to say yes. So they can record it and use it to make it seem like you are authorizing something you didn't authorize. And it will be your voice saying yes. So I never say yes on the phone when I don't recognize the person. I mean, the owner of this company called me up. He said, "Is this Don? I'm not answering your question. But this is Sage. I don't care who it is." I'm not saying the word. The Y word. I won't say it. Anyway, so yeah, be careful of that. People just try to scam you all the time. Showbiz news, the Scary Movie franchise getting a reboot. It'll come out sometime next year. No word if the original cast is back. Kiefer Sutherland says he was not a bully to younger kids on the set of the movie Stand By Me. Did somebody accuse him of being a bully? Is that why he's saying he's not? And Meghan Markle, the former princess, has two unscripted series in the works at Netflix. She didn't want to give up that acting career to be princess. It happens. Then you have people who gave up their acting career to be princess. And one was Grace Kelly. She was the Princess of Monaco. And she gave up her acting career in Hollywood to become a princess. Good for her. Someone asked people to name the random signs you're officially old. Are you ready? You eat Tums like they're candy. You still print your boarding pass just in case. I don't fly often. It's very rare, but I do print my boarding pass. You snap your fingers when you try to remember something. You can't stand or sit without making some sort of noise. I do that. I get up and go, oh, yeah. You watch the local news every night. Bonus points if you say things like, what's this world coming to? And you recently stood outside a store in the morning waiting for it to open. I didn't stand outside a store. However, I did stand outside the public library and waited for them to open. So I did, sort of. Okay. It happens. A study tracked people over 8 years and found that people who exercise in the evening have a lower risk of death from any cause compared to people who don't exercise or exercise earlier in the day. Now, we have a lot of tips here on exercising. Some of them say if you exercise 4 seconds a day, that's all you need. If I followed every exercise tip we mention on the air in the morning, I think I'd live forever. 629 WRJN. The weather forecast today, sunny and gorgeous. I forgot to mention that. Highs near 63. It is such a gorgeous morning now. Oh, the sun over the horizon over the lake. A clear sky tonight, lows 44, but some showers and thunderstorms tomorrow with a high near 55. Right now, it's clear. The sun coming up, 46 degrees. At Hometown Radio Refresh, the Civic Media Station, WRJN. And here's where I mistimed it. Here we go.
So, look, I don't hate children. I don't know where that came, how that rumor started. I'm, like, getting older-ish now, and I have a lot of friends now. Like, about half my friends have kids. And, you know, I think that's rude. Yeah. And the thing that bothers me is, like, they swear, each one of them, to a person, always swears that, you know, like, oh, man, I'm not going to be like that guy who's going to bore you with all those stories. I'm, you know, trust me, man. We know what it was like when Ennis had his kids, and we're not going to, you know, I'm not going to do that to you. You know, and they say that, absolutely, up till the day the baby comes out, and then it's like, boom, amnesia, memory erase, you know. Because then they're like, oh, they just start telling you, you know, regaling you with these wonderfully long-winded, boring stories of banal minutia that the kid did. You know, like, oh, David, you should have seen him. He's great. He's such a funny little guy. I mean, just yesterday, he was staring at this grape. What? I can stare at grapes. I'll stare at grapes with you. Come on. I really think it's like our obligation as friends to be brutally honest and be frank with them and say, look, you know, I'm sorry, but your baby is boring. Okay, kid, what do you got for me? Really? That's what you had yesterday and day before that? Next. All right. Why don't you come back in 4 years when you accidentally say something funny, all right?
Walk on by.
Melissa Manchester covering the Dionne Warwick classic, Walk On By. We mentioned earlier, in case you're just waking up now, there was some big fallout over the CBS broadcast last night of Billy Joel's 100th concert at Madison Square Garden. And they've been promoting this now for weeks and weeks. It was a live event last night at Madison Square Garden. And it started late because the Masters golf tournament ran over. Of course, all their sports runs over on Sunday night on CBS. And they didn't adjust their computer system or something, because this is what it sounded like to people last night on the East Coast at 11 o'clock. You ready? You have a listen.
Live from CBS 4, this is your news now.
That's what it sounded like right in the middle of Piano Man. Everybody's on their feet at Madison Square Garden. They're all waving their arms. It's exciting. Billy Joel's 100th concert, and bam, they cut it right off and go to local news in the middle of the song. Somebody's in trouble this morning at CBS. How did they let that happen? I mean, they knew they were running late because the sports ran over. And this happens with live events. You know, the Academy Awards always runs over. The Grammys run. Everything runs over when it's live. Especially, this is Billy Joel's 100th concert, the one they've been promoting the heck out of. And they cut it off. I'm actually looking at the video while we're playing it, and all these people waving their arms and excited. He's singing his big hit, Piano Man, and they clip it right in the middle. This is like the Heidi Bowl when Oakland played the New York Jets in 1968. And people on the East Coast, what happened was NBC had a made-for-TV movie called Heidi. And they were promoting Heidi. And so at whatever, 7 or 8 o'clock, whatever time it was, the Jets were leading in this big decisional, this big game against Oakland. And they cut to the movie Heidi. Now, the people on the East Coast said, oh, the Jets, I guess, won. They were leading by 2 touchdowns. What they didn't know was Oakland came back and won, scored 2 touchdowns and won. They didn't know because they were watching Heidi. So that became known as the Heidi Bowl. And it just happened again last night. It happens occasionally, but when it does, it's spectacular like that one. So, all right, we'll see what the CBS response is later today. I'm sure they're meeting with everybody. What happened? All right, we don't have like things that happen. They don't happen here. Of course they do, but they're not as spectacular. Josh Sopchak is going to be here. He's the president of Salmon Unlimited in Wisconsin. Those are the folks responsible for Salmon-O-Rama. Now, there used to be a big festival, like 10 or 11-day festival surrounding Salmon-O-Rama, and it hasn't happened in a long time in Festival Park. But it's coming back this year. The big festival's coming back, and Josh is going to be here to talk about it at 7:06 this morning here on WRJN. That should be great. Yeah. We used to broadcast from there all the time. I sent him some pictures of a very young rookie congressman named Paul Ryan, who is joining me live on the air from Salmon-O-Rama. We were sitting at our table. There's a picture of us there, both looking young and trim. The other picture I had was, and I don't remember it, but it was 5 calendar girls from a calendar some bar put together, and they were surrounding me at the table in, you know, they were just wearing clothing, but it was, you know, sexy clothing. And I don't remember the picture being taken, but that was the only other one I had, and I sent it to him. So anyway, we'll talk about Salmon-O-Rama coming up at 7:06 this morning. Well, this guy is not getting a second date. Here's why. Recently, a server told a wild story about a customer, and it went viral. A guy had left a big tip to impress his date, but later he went back inside alone to reduce that amount. The server followed him out afterwards and right in front of his date said that if he wanted to slash the tip, he'd have to sign a new receipt. Whoa. No second date there. You know, why do people do stupid things like that? All right, looking for a new job? Someone online asked for advice on spotting green flags during a job interview. These are signs that tell you if the workplace and the employees are worth your time. All right, here are some of the best ones to look out for. Low turnover rate. It shows employee satisfaction. Now, if you visit the office and see employees talking or laughing, it means they're having a good time. If the position is open because the person was promoted and not terminated, that's a good sign. When the interviewer tells you the opportunities for advancement and raises, another good sign. And finally, being told it's okay to make mistakes. That's okay, too. Those are green flags if you're looking for a job. Now, here's a possible heart attack. Are you ready? A woman in Massachusetts forgot to scratch the last number on a lottery ticket and threw it in the store's trash can because she thought it was worthless. Turns out one of the owners found it, and it was a $1 million winner. What do you think he did? He gave it back to her. What would you do? You know, finders, keepers, losers, sweepers. You know, she threw it out. It was garbage. How do you throw out a scratcher without scratching the last thing off to find out if it's a winner? How do you do that? Well, she got the $1 million. The guy gave it to her. But would you have given it to her, or would you have kept the ticket? It is garbage. You know, once you throw something in the garbage, it's fair game. What would you have done? It's hard to admit you're bad at something unless you're forced to verify it over and over and over again. 1 in 4 Americans admit they're bad at parallel parking. 1 in 10 say they're very bad at it. 15% said somewhat bad. Around 2/3 think we're good at parallel parking. I'm very good at that. I still remember, every time I parallel park, I remember exactly what my high school driving instructor said to me on how to parallel park. And I never miss. I get it every time. Yeah. Now, I don't go into spaces that are that tight, but I could. So, yeah, I really learned a lot in driver's ed in high school. And I thank my teacher. All my teachers were great, even all grammar school, middle school, and high school. Only one I had a problem with, Ms. Bush. She didn't like me. She told my mother that. She said, your son and I have a personality problem. We don't like each other. Imagine telling my mother, you don't like me? She told her. That was the only D I ever got in all schools, including college. Never got a D except for Ms. Bush. And that's when my mother went up there to find out what this D was all about. We have a personality problem. We don't like each other. Now, give you an idea who Miss Bush was. She played Daisy May in the teacher production of Little Abner. That was Miss Bush. She played Daisy May. And, you know, and then we saw our teacher in that outfit and we said, whoa, you know, how could she not like me? I didn't mind her. You know, she was an English teacher. What do I know? She was all right. Got any plans for Memorial Day this week? Not this weekend, but actually coming up at the end of May and the next month. A poll found most of us will. 75% plan to celebrate in one way or another. Here are the top things we plan to do next month. Drink. backyard barbecues are the top activity planned for Memorial Day. Beer, the top choice for drinkers by far. Never had a beer in my entire life. A few more things we've been buying and leading up to Memorial Day include sales of sunscreen. We're going to want pool floats and pool noodles and new grills. Yeah, I think I need a new grill. My wife toppled my one that I had, an electric grill she bought me for my birthday a couple of years back. She toppled it and broke the handle on it. I guess I can glue the handle. But I love that grill. Oh, my favorite grills. So Memorial Day coming up next month. Hard to believe, huh? Wow. You can't be naked in your driver's license photo. The Georgia Department of Driver Services had to remind people to keep things classy and to take pictures with your clothes on when submitting them for IDs. Now, when I go, they take the picture. Now, here's something. I think of my license renewed by the end of next month. And here's something I didn't know. They said, well, you can renew it by mail. Well, how do you take my picture by mail? And don't I have to take that eye test? I mean, don't you have to do that? And somebody said they'll use last time's picture. Oh, no. I wasn't ready for that picture. We're not using that one. So I'm going in to get a new one taken. All right, science news. Could we eventually just pull electricity out of thin air? Researchers at the University of Massachusetts say they're working on it. Astronomers want you to help decode a message they received from outer space. It's not from aliens. A satellite orbiting Mars sent it. It's just a dress rehearsal in case aliens ever do try to reach out for us. You ever find out a coworker who does the same job as you of making a lot more money than you? Last season, the league of average salaries in the WNBA was $103,000. The top salary, $228,000. The average salary in the NBA, men's basketball, $8.5 million. The highest salary base this past year was Steph Curry. He made $48 million or 21,000% higher than the top WNBA pay. That might change now. Caitlin from, I think what her last name is, from Iowa. She just wrapped up her college season. Now she's going to the WNBA. She might be making big money. This is interesting. George Lucas never won an Academy Award for Star Wars, but his ex-wife did. Marsha Lucas won an Oscar for Best Film Editing for Star Wars in 1978. I guess George couldn't take it. She and George got divorced in 1983. It happens. Hey, coming up, we've got sunshine all day today with a high near 63 degrees. Clear tonight, lows around 44. A chance of showers and thunder showers tomorrow, a good chance with a high near 55. Right now, the sun is up and the birds are singing. It is a gorgeous morning. Sunny, 46 degrees. It is beautiful out there. I stuck my nose out at 6:30. Huh. We should move this show outside. You know, years ago I did that here. We took our broadcast, set up a table in the parking lot. It was such a beautiful day. We broadcast from the parking lot. I said, why am I going to stay indoors today? We can do this outside. And we did. We sent a wire out the window, along my cable out the window, and we did it from the parking lot. 648 WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed. We're Civic Media. And by the way, if you want to text a question to our guest, and by the way, I found out how to text back to you, so we can do that now. 262-300-7445. 262-300-7445. Or download the Civic Media app. You can do it that way, too. We've got State Fair tickets to give away in just a few minutes here at WRJN. Stay right where you are. It's Maxine Nightingale, right back where we started from. Paul Newman made a movie called Slapshot about an amateur hockey team, and it was very good. That was actually a professional hockey team, but not in the NHL. It was a couple of layers below that one. And that song was played throughout the movie. However, when the song came out on video cassette, they didn't have the rights for the song. So they used a sound-alike song. So throughout the movie, you don't hear that song. And it was pretty important to the film. But when it came out on DVD, they got the rights back. But if you have the version on VHS, you won't hear that song. They got close to it without, you know, being sued. So that was kind of neat. All right, here's a fun fact for you. There's no copyright or patent protection on magic tricks. If a magician invents a trick, anyone's free to use it. Just have to figure out how it's done. But there's an unwritten code, so most magicians refuse to use other magicians' tricks. CBS ran a show years ago called the CBS Mystery Magician. And I think it's on A&E now. A&E, one of those channels, has it. And this guy does these amazing tricks, these illusions, and then he tells you how he does it. And he's masked, so you don't know who it is. And magicians were livid with this guy. He was telling the best tricks and illusions on how to do them, and they couldn't stop him because there's no copyright. Anybody can do the trick and tell you how it's done. At the end, they unmasked him. I never heard of the guy before, but I think A&E or one of those networks is running them now. And it is amazing how they do these tricks. And most of the tricks, the magician is not responsible for. It's the assistant, the young woman he uses in the tricks, that pulls it all off. The one is how she, you ever see when they're put in a cage and they turn it around and there's a tiger in the cage? And you say, well, how did that happen? Because you're looking at the cage. What you didn't see was the tiger's actually in the cage the whole time before. And you got to have a tiger that's not loud and doesn't make any noise. And they put him behind a backdrop in this giant cage. And it's a very small area for the tiger to be in. But they don't keep him in there that long because he will roar. So they put the woman in. And this could be dangerous. They put the woman in. And you see her in there. They put the flaps down. And they turn it around. And the tiger appears. How does that happen? Well, the woman, once they put the flaps down, goes into a... like a hole below the cage, and she's laying in there. She's got to be real nimble because not a lot of room. Then they let the wall fall down inside, so now the tiger can roam freely in the cage, and that's how they do it. But again, the assistant really has to be quick and very nimble to get into this small area. And he tells how he does all these tricks, and the magicians just were livid. Now he's doing it again because they're rerunning the whole Mystery Magician show on how it's done. And that's just one trick. Some of these tricks are really amazing. You say, well, how do they do that? Well, now you'll find out how he does it. All right, you want to make some money? $3,200 worth of change is thrown into the Trevi Fountain in Rome, Italy, every single day. That's $1.2 million a year. See, I'd like to get that concession. I want to get the Trevi Fountain concession. Imagine making $3,200 a day, and all you do is have to scoop the money out of the fountain. That's a very famous fountain, the Trevi Fountain in Italy. People throw in there, hoping their dreams come true. The only person whose dreams come true is the guy who fishes out all the money. $3,200 a day. Wow. That's the job I want. I'm thinking of opening a fountain right here in Racine, maybe in Monument Square. I'll put a fountain in and tell people, put your money in there. Dreams can come true. And we'll do that. see what happens. There's always some sucker who will throw a couple of bucks in there and change. Oh, well, I'm making a wish. And I'm that sucker. We used to have a mall where I grew up. And I started throwing money in there to make wishes because they would come true. Now, obviously, the wishes didn't come true. I just, circumstances worked out for me. But I used to make a trip over to the mall with a handful of change and start making wishes. You know, I don't think I was stupid. I'm maybe just naive. All right. Hey, we've got some tickets to give away. You want to win tickets right now to the Wisconsin State Fair? Okay, here's what we're doing. Charlie Barron is going to be there, coming to the Wisconsin State Fair on the main stage Thursday, August 8th. Charlie Barron's a very funny guy. If you want a pair of tickets, give me a call right now, 262-634-9756. 262-634-9756. I'll open up the phone lines here if you want a pair of tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair to see Charlie Behrens live on stage. Very funny guy. He's got the Cripes cast right here on Civic Media, and he'll perform a whole show on the main stage. That's Thursday, August 8th. You call for tickets right now, 262-634-9756. 5-6. Give you a pair, okay?